We looked at that. We've had that foot care clinic for a number of years. How it actually started was years and years ago, we got a one-year contract funding grant to service individuals who had a diabetes diagnosis. And after that contract funding ran out, it was such a widely used clinic, the board at that time decided we wanted to keep it, and our subsequent boards have decided that as well. The situation that we're in right now with that clinic is we have so many clients that it's really becoming a hardship on trying to get individuals in a timely manner, especially anyone new. So we did take a look at scheduling, take a look at maybe who is going to qualify for that. So there will be some changes to that program upcoming. We're working on current policy renewals for that and policy upgrades. So anyone who is currently on the program will be letting them know of any changes that might affect them, and then certainly new individuals, as soon as we can get all of those policies in place, we'll be announcing those changes. I'm not really sure of many other health departments that offer that program, but we know it is greatly used, so we want to keep it going, but just having to adapt and make some changes to that in the near future.